We have to do something, said Aaliyah. It has been too long since we've heard word from her.
It's been a day, said Connolly.
A day of nothing, she said. No message, no signal, and Vladimir has not returned. Each day that passes makes the information she sent less reliable, makes it more likely she or that villager has been captured. We should have heard back before now.
Miss Dumont sent that map, replied MacGregor. I'm sure she has a plan.
Which will be complex and take time and rely on her ability to charm people who are blinded by fanaticism. We thieves and bandits and pirates, like myself and the great Khan Ali, can lead these villages in a raid on their stronghold. Guile and deceit are fine things, but now it is time for boldness and the slitting of throats and the freeing of prisoners.
She looked at Connolly.
This is what you and I were put on this earth to do.
Connolly shrugged. Well, it's not like I've been a success in much else. The villagers aren't soldiers, MacGregor pointed out, despite Connolly's instruction. They may be ready to make the next attacker pay a price, but assaulting a fortress is different.
Their families have been stolen. Stolen by cultists to be sacrificed to an evil god. If they are men at all, they will join us.
And we've both led troops of not really soldiers before, Connolly agreed. And it's not an assault, it's a raid.
They have the rifles from the boarding party, Aaliyah said. The same as the enemy.
Not much ammunition, said the engineer.
It is not as though they will have much chance to reload. A handful of rounds and a bayonet. Let them give a volley, and then end things with honest steel.
MacGregor thought for a moment. Then he nodded his head.
I still have faith in Miss Dumont, but it can't hurt to open a second front. And I have something you might find useful.
He went off and came back with a strong wooden box. Aaliyah opened it and saw six metal spheres, each the size of an apple, with a cap at one end.
Hand grenades? Asked Connolly. The latest hand grenades, replied MacGregor. These are Austrian. Friction primers, like on modern artillery. No more messing about with a burning match trying to light a fuse in combat. Grab the finger ring and pull. The chain will come free and activate the primer. After that, you have, in theory, 5 seconds to get rid of the damn thing. I wouldn't bet on more than 3, though.
Are they safe? Asked Connolly.
Yes, in the context of hand grenades, replied MacGregor. They're safer than the old slow match type. Be careful you don't pull the chain until you mean to, and then throw it expeditiously. Not a good idea to be within 5 yards of it when it goes off. Not the best idea to be within 10. Best be beyond 20, unless you're a betting man. Try to be behind cover. All right, said Connolly. If we hear nothing by tomorrow, we attack.
Inshallah, said Aaliyah. I shall await the dawn.